someone who is listening now struggles with same-sex attraction and even same-sex behavior. Jesus died for that sin. There is full forgiveness for that sin. And even as you continue to struggle with that sin, you can come to Jesus in brokenness and repentance, knowing that there is forgiveness for you, even in the midst of your struggle. Because one thing I think that has crushed a lot of people who struggle with the sin issue, Todd, is that in some church bodies, they've wrongly been taught that God won't really love you and forgive you until you eliminate this desire from your life, as though coming to faith in Jesus suddenly cancels out your same-sex desires. Nowhere does the Bible teach that being a Christian means that your sinful desires go away. What the Bible does teach is we can come to God every day with all of our struggles with sin in brokenness and repentance, knowing that there is already complete forgiveness because of the sacrifice that Christ has made for us. So that's how the gospel sets us free.